to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chavirim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, where we're celebrating 20 years of recording this wonderful program. It's wonderful because it's God's program.
It started out that way, and we endeavor each and every time to pray and to seek His face and to bring you living word, living waters of truth.
Hallelujah.
From the throne of God, that which we read in Revelation just the other day, that the Spirit of God flows out as crystal clear, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. We're hoping that these words will wash you and encourage you and strengthen you by the Spirit of God.
Amen. So we're making this relationship clearer and clearer, and it's going to get even deeper and deeper, between the flow of water and the Spirit of God and how God intends for us to use that. And we're going to end up in a really neat place with it. So the point is that we were talking about in our last program about immersion or baptism, and saying that in ancient days, the immersion that Jewish people used long before Yohanan came along, John came along, always involved an open flowing vessel of water, like a stream or a river. And that was the whole idea, because flowing water is the symbol of the Spirit of God. Now, think about this. When Messiah himself, when Yeshua, our Messiah, came and went to Yohanan, to John, and said, I want you to immerse me, and they had that wonderful conversation. Well, what happened when he went under the water and was fully immersed? The Spirit of God as a dove
descended as a dove on Yeshua, on Jesus, at the Jordan River, at the moment of his, what we call, baptism or his immersion.
Yeah. Now, see, friends, if in fact, think about this for a minute, if in fact the idea of the flowing water is directly a symbol of the Spirit of God and the cleansing Spirit of God, the righteousness of God, and so on and so forth, and we're going to show you many more scriptures that make this even clearer, but just look how this fits together. If that's what it is, look what happens. Yeshua goes under the water to get immersed, the flowing water, spiritually being cleansed. And he said, well, he was the Son of God. He's the one who said, I need to do this. All right. And what happens when he does it? Here comes the Spirit of God alighting upon him as a dove. The Spirit comes as he got spiritually cleansed. You say, well, but he was always righteous. He never sinned. That's right. He never sinned. But he required it. Do you think he knew what he was doing? Yes.
Well, Jeff, the original scripture we started with, when the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth, there was no sin on the earth.
That's right. There was no man.
But there was no sin.
Right.
And yet God's Spirit was there hovering, intimate with the waters of the earth. And in the same way, Yeshua comes down into the waters of immersion and comes back up, and there's that hovering Spirit, that dove alighting upon Messiah,
mm-hmm.
that precursor to a life, to creative. And of course, then Jesus went forth doing the miracles.
Mm-hmm. That's when his ministry really started.
That's actually the beginning of his ministry. I mean, we read about him going and talking in the temple when he was 12 years old. But when he announces his public ministry, it was actually Yohanan the Baptizer and this being verified by the Spirit of God coming upon Jesus, our Messiah.
Right. It's just so exciting to see that even in the Son of God, who came to earth as both the Son of Man and the Son of God, he's going back to what God established in the first place, which is what Messianic Jews believe all along, friends. In case you don't understand this, we believe that what God said in the first place in the Hebrew Scriptures is only perfected and completed in Jesus.
It's not done away with.
Not done away with, but it's perfected and completed in Jesus. And without those Hebrew scriptures, friends, who is Jesus anyway? Because we wouldn't know who he was if it weren't for them. Point is, they fit together like hand and glove. That's God's way of doing things.
We're Messianic Minutes. It's 20 years we've been recording. We would love to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening to Messianic Minutes, maybe how long. You can get our address or send an email right through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichin.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob.